previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
President Donald Trump has hit South Africa with a 30% tariff on all exports, and more might be on the way. This will come into effect from August the 1st. Likely to be hardest hit, car exports, steel, aluminium, certain minerals and agricultural produce, citrus in particular. Trump is also threatening an additional 10% on all countries associated with what he calls the anti-American BRICS grouping. South Africa, of course, a central member of BRICS, so we may well have more pain to come. Several other countries have also been hard hit, notably Japan and South Korea, which have been slapped with 25% tariffs. Trump has warned nations against retaliation, but he adds the August 1st deadline is not firm and he is still open to negotiations. In reaction, President Ramaphosa has expressed disappointment. Speaking in Rio de Janeiro, just before leaving a two-day BRICS summit, he said it was wrong that might should now be right. And Brazil's President Lula called Trump very mistaken and very irresponsible. The world has changed, said Lula. We don't want an emperor. He added that there was no going back on reducing dependence on the US dollar, a well-known BRICS objective. And another Trump casualty, Elon Musk. Shares in Musk's electric car company Tesla fell nearly 7% in New York yesterday after the billionaire announced that he would form a new political party. This escalates the feud between Trump and Musk, leaving Tesla investors worried about just who exactly is running the ailing car company. Tesla's sales have slumped recently, partly caused by consumer distaste at Musk championing right-wing causes around the world. On a brighter note, Eskom's Medupi Unit 4 is back online, adding some 800 megawatts to the grid. The power station was hit by an explosion 4 years ago, and this will certainly contribute to keeping the lights on this winter as demand for electricity increases. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the All Share up 0.2%, the Top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE down 0.2%. In New York, the Dow down nearly a full 1%, ditto the Nasdaq, the S&P 500 down 0.8%. Tokyo this morning up 0.3%, Hong Kong up a full 1%, Sydney is flat. The US dollar has firmed to 1.17 to the euro, that's kept pressure on the rand, 17.79 to the dollar, 20.90 to the euro, 24.26 to sterling. Gold at 3,331, platinum 1,370, Bitcoin just over 107,900, and Brent crude oil back up to just over $69 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.